Nate, I have the hard question for you. Who is your favorite judge? Right. And we're not going to tell them.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay. So I think Lionel is my favorite judge.
Okay.
I've been listening to Lionel since forever. My mom, I grew up on Lionel, so he's my favorite, just naturally,
Oh, he's a legend. You can't go wrong there.
Absolutely. And you'll see it, that the craziest part, I think that they aired this part, but craziest part is I went up after my audition and I shook his hand. I said, you're a legend. And he was like, no, you're going to be a legend.
Wow.
You're right in there. I was just, coming from the legend, that means the world to me. And I just kept replaying it back in my head all the time. And oh my gosh, it's crazy to think about. And I think about it all the time.
And what is crazy is that, that's not somebody just being nice and saying, no, you're a legend. It's like, that really could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How did this start? How did this start for you in school? I know you used to hang around in the auditorium and they used to have to kick you out because you're always singing and stuff. But how did it start? And how did it come to this with you? It's great.
Man, so there was this piano in the auditorium. It started all in the auditorium. It was, there was this piano, and I would always go in there and just play and play and play. And my teachers would peek in through the doors like, who is this person playing? Because I had lunch, but instead of going to eat lunch, I would go in the auditorium and play the piano,
So
I would go in there, I'd just be playing piano, playing my RL, singing, and, security guards would be going there like, okay, bud, it's time to go. I'm like, And that inspiration came from my granddad. He taught me how to play piano at a young age, and it just always stuck with me. So every piano, I make it a point to wherever I go, if there's a piano, I have to touch it. I just have to. Sometimes there's even signs on it that say, please do not touch.
When you were at West Mifflin, were you also involved in theater and acting, or was it more just doing the choir and such?
I was more in choir. I did choir for a few years, and then I started trying to branch off on my own and start doing it on my own. But yes, I was with the choir. I didn't do theater actually. I should have. I regret it now. But I should have did theater and drama and stuff. But choir was always my thing.
I think you're doing okay without the acting part. If you're auditioning on American Idol, buddy,
you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be the legend.
That's right.